The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like to join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Right there on the front page of the site, you can actually create the content, whatever it is that you want to submit to the front page. You can do that, and then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote as well. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free for you to use. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Shawnee Anderson couldn't stop crying. This is from aljazeera.com. On the morning of January 24th last year, she sat in front of a red minivan parked outside of her home in Napa, California, with her 11-month-old son in her lap. Roughly 20 minutes earlier, police had arrived at the one-story house, summoned by a neighbor who'd called to complain about a loud argument between Ms. Anderson and her boyfriend, Aaron Hillier. The couple explained that because they were low on sleep and stressed about Anderson's first day back at work, a disagreement over who would change their child's diaper had escalated. "The whole argument is ridiculous," Anderson told officers, shaking her head no when they asked if the fight had become physical. But now,
so you're not allowed to yell anymore?
Well, you know that's going to result in a busybody neighbor calling the police, and that's what happened.
Thank God I live in the country.
Maybe the argument was a little louder than they made it sound, and maybe it sounded like she was about to get beat on or something.
So according to the story here, the couple... Let's see. Hillier was in handcuffs, and police were saying that both he and Anderson would be charged with felony child endangerment. The officers had found prescription marijuana packets, pipes, and blunt joints on the tables in the living room and the couple's bedroom. Anderson and Hillier explained they were licensed users under California's 19-year-old medicinal marijuana law, but the cops said that the couple had put their son Sage at risk by careless use of the substance at home. Quote, "Your baby doesn't need to be subjected to marijuana," unquote, one of the officers can be seen saying in a video of the incident. And good for them for recording video of the incident, if that's what they indeed did.
Mm.
The couple spent 5 days in jail. Sage spent nearly 2 weeks in foster care.
And for that'll help him.
And for the next 13 months, Anderson and Hillier fought a juvenile court's ruling saying that they had mistreated their child. Though they did have their son back, the government had official jurisdiction over Sage and was entitled to make any decisions that it deemed in the interest of the child, including removing him from his parents' care. As marijuana laws loosen across the country, there's a growing gap between what's legal and what raises red flags for child protection agencies. 23 states and Washington, D.C. have approved medical marijuana programs, and of those, 4 states and the Capitol have legalized the drug for recreational use. Marijuana programs, no nationwide data exists on how many parents have faced neglect and abuse investigations over their marijuana use, as many child welfare agencies don't track how many cases involve drugs, much less the type of the substance. But the Family Law and Cannabis Alliance, a Massachusetts-based group formed in 2013 to help parents in marijuana-related child welfare and custody disputes, says it has assisted 200 families nationwide just last year. Public defenders in Colorado and New York who represent clients in family and juvenile court say as many as 1/6 of their cases involve marijuana, although the use of the drug is usually just one of several allegations against the parents. Government intervention.
Wasn't that one girl that was killed in foster care, it was because her father had marijuana, too.
I don't remember the story.
Yeah, there was one out there.
I'll take your word for it.
There are enough horror stories out there coming in all the time of foster care abuses, and and no one has woken up to the idea that this is actually taking place. These people are still doing it every single day. They get off on it, I believe. Some of these child protective services
taking kids from parents.
I think they really truly get off on these are.
Well, they probably tell themselves they're helping the children.
Yeah,
right?
these are the Kim Davises of the world. helping the children and bringing the light to them.
I tend to think that these folks wouldn't do what they like. This is just a system, and once the system goes into play, then you know the police say, "Well, there, we got a problem." Then the CPS comes in and they, you know, they do their thing, and everybody does their thing, and none of them are responsible in their own minds. And you know, oops, sorry about that. I mean, what do you think happened to the CPS officer that took away the child from the family that that the child later got killed by the foster care woman? Do you think that CPS worker was held responsible in any way? No. It's like, oh, well, what a tragedy. I can't believe we checked that lady out, and sure enough.
Mm. And, of course, you hear a lot of these horror stories from social workers and child protective people who witness this crap, and they're like, you know what, I'm not going to have any part of this. And they get out, become whistleblowers, and the very people you would want in the services can't handle it. They leave. A lot of the horror stories come from those individuals, and not just, you know, and of course the kids, you don't hear their stories until, you know, 20 years later when they're writing their memoirs or they're actually suing whoever abused them.
And then you always wonder what exactly happened when they're writing these things.
Yeah.
Government intervention can result in regular drug testing, findings of neglect, which can impede a parent's ability and to find work around young people, the child's placement in foster care, and can also result, in some cases, termination of parental rights. Critics say the approach of child protection agencies and juvenile courts is often outdated, characterized by overzealous enforcement from the war on drugs era and belief about the risks of marijuana that aren't supported by science. Meanwhile, low-income families of color are more likely to face neglect charges involving pot, as they tend to live in more heavily policed neighborhoods and give birth in hospitals that may be more likely to conduct drug testing on newborns. You have this disconnect here between the law, which in a lot of states says you can have marijuana. As long as you got a doctor's note, you can have it. And in some states, you don't even need the doctor's note. So it's legal to use it. But the Child Protective Services guys are still saying this is evidence you're a bad parent.
Yeah, never mind that they probably go home that afternoon and they've got their kids running around and there's a liquor bottle sitting on top of the refrigerator.
Oh, you better believe it. They're drinking some wine or whatever.
Right. I mean, is having a marijuana pipe out that much worse than having a box of wine on the counter?
Critics say the approach of child protection agencies, again, is outdated. While we've had a sort of national rethinking of marijuana laws, it hasn't filtered down to family courts. At Carl Hart.
Good sense generally doesn't.
Yeah, associate professor of psychology at Columbia University. He says it's a simple fix to look at the behavior of the child, of the parent, and not what's in their urine. Officials with state child protection agencies say that parental marijuana use, whether legal or illegal, would not alone qualify as child abuse or neglect. They argue that pot use can impair a person's ability to parent and pose safety risks to a child.
Hmm.
Now, I am, like I said, I'm not a parent, but I've known plenty of parents who are marijuana users who I consider to be very good parents. I don't think that the use of cannabis has any bearing whatsoever on whether or not somebody is able to take care of their children.
I'm going to say, for the record, in my observations, you know, smoking the weed does not have anything to do with your parental abilities. Bad parents are bad parents because of other reasons, not because they were smoking some weed. Now, maybe the drink. I've seen some dudes, you know, going off the hook, you know, beating on their kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a couple beers that afternoon, but not the weed. Not the weed. Come on, man. It's just the silliest argument.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly true that you can be a bad person and smoke weed, and weed is not going to make you into a better person. But also, weed is not going to make a good person into a bad person either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the weed. It's just the THC. It's one of the most benign chemicals out there if you want to compare drugs. It's certainly more safe than alcohol is. Nobody would disagree with that who's ever even given a cursory examination of those two drugs.
Well, yeah, and the question, I mean, so we live in an environment, well, how many people have actually gotten a chance to indulge in some marijuana?
Oh, I've done it plenty of times.
Well, I mean, the people who are actually enforcing these laws and believe that weed is so evil, I mean, have they ever even...
They couldn't have done it. They couldn't have.
No, hold on, Ian. There's a difference between doing marijuana a few times and that feeling that you can get from being sort of overstoned. I know it's been a long time for you, buddy.
Yeah.
But
I see what you mean. The first time could be a little tough for somebody.
Chronic users have a completely different marijuana experience.
That's true.
From somebody who's just tried marijuana. Okay.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And
it
so
could be a little
I'm
scary
sitting here listening to the guys talk. You know, guys talk about whether or not marijuana. Marijuana smokers would be sufficient parents or whatever, and I'm trying to run it through my head. The first thing I'd think to myself is that if I had my choice between a parent being inhibited in any way or not being inhibited when, say, the house is burning down, I'll take not inhibited. But, comparison to alcohol is still appropriate.
855, 450.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, guns80.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can join us here on the radio at 855-453. And you may bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so don't hesitate to avail yourself of that option. It's Skype username lrn.fm.
You can join me, Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, and many more great speakers at the Bitcoin Enthusiasts on October the 29th and 30th at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening at the beautiful The D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. This is an event you don't want to miss. You can go to bitcoininvestor.com to get your early bird tickets. They are still available. It's bitcoininvestor.com. I'll be emceeing the event.
Oh, wow.
And broadcasting live there. Really excited to see you. Ticket price is quite reasonable, please. By the way, The D, that's the hotel we're and casino we're at, they take Bitcoin.
Whoa,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So you go to a Bitcoin Investors Conference, which I imagine will have some pretty important people at it.
Yep.
And the hotel takes Bitcoin.
Bitcoininvestor.com. Come out and hang out with me. I love it. Love
isn't there a way to travel like on an airplane? Is it Orbitz? Who takes the Cheap Air? Cheap Air, right?
Yeah, Cheap Air does. Cheapair.com does.
They take Bitcoin. So you can fly out for Bitcoin.
Do the whole Bitcoin thing.
Stay at the hotel for Bitcoin. And
eat at the hotel.
Yeah, and spend the whole weekend there with Bitcoin people. So have like fun.
And hang out with me.
And Stephanie and Brian are there too?
Yep, that's cool. Exactly right.
All right.
Bitcoininvestor.com.
First time ever, right? Is that the first conference?
Yes. Awesome. Premiere.
Get on the ground floor.
Indeed.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk first to Charlie, listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, good afternoon, my friends in freedom. I just want to step back here and discuss the government schools. They are, have been, like prisons since the beginning of the 70s. I was an Eagle Scout by the time I turned 16. I had won a statewide competition on citizenship in 4-H. So I was a true blue, trade-based, you know, patriotic young man. But, in high school, that all changed. I learned more evil and wicked things in high school than I ever would have anywhere else.
So it's a lot like being in prison then, because, yeah, when you get put into prison, you're in there with a bunch of criminals, and so they teach you criminal things that you wouldn't have otherwise learned about.
That's kind of how it was for me, too. I left the Christian school, went to high school and government high school. And
then you went downhill.
It was definitely downhill for me.
Yeah, he ended up marking it up in prison.
I would have loved to have kept my children from it. I had, in fact, my oldest son, I had taught him to read, write, and do simple arithmetic before he went to kindergarten. But
I think that's really all you need to do. You start them out with the basics and then let them figure out what to learn.
Teach them how to learn.
Hey, thanks, Charlie, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to, we got Ron here in Utah listening to KZNU. Hello, Ron.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I love your guys' show. I listen often. I feel like this whole thing with this county clerk or whatever she is being overhyped, and when anything's overhyped, I get suspicious that there's something going on that we don't know about. You know that.
Hmm.
This thing's dominating the news to an extent that and this whole gay marriage thing. You know, when you consider that they're not even 5% of the population, but you know, you can't watch anything on TV without having the whole gay thing. I don't want to say jammed down your throat, but it's a big
issue. That would be very gay of you.
Well, I don't know if it's 5%. I've heard it's 1 in 10, but I don't know. I
think it's less than that.
I think it's less than that?
I don't know. It's a very small. small number.
And also, when we say gay, are we talking about people who are 100% gay, or are we talking about people, you know, in the middle of the Kinsey scale that are sort of leaning gay?
I don't know. You can parse the whole thing how you want. And I feel like I'm a minority I'm not a religious conservative. I feel like I'm a religious libertarian, you know.
Hmm.
But that puts me in a minority, less than 1%, I'm sure.
It happens. So I understand that you're frustrated. I'm curious though. What is it that you think is really going on with the Kim Davis thing? Are you saying that the Kim Davis coverage is obscuring more important stories, or that there's some other narrative going on with the Kim Davis thing that is not apparent?
Syrian refugees, maybe.
I'm just a little guy in St. George, Utah, is a small town. You know, I don't always know the big picture. But I do know that this story seems like it's being overhyped. And
well, that's the thing with the media. They take whatever it is that they think is going to get people to hold through a commercial break, and they run with that thing, man. They run it to into the ground. Ron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Always, you know, make a few notes, and then you'll never lose your train of thought. But I understand it's intimidating to be on the radio. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that is true with the media. They do pick a story, and they hit that story hard, like the Virginia shooting with the two people that got shot on the pier by the former the news anchor. I mean, that one was hit pretty hard, too.
And, you know, I think it is advantageous to the news medias to do this. If every single one of them, if every channel was covering a different story, it would be overwhelming, and it would be too much. It would be too much for the viewer to deal with. But if they're all covering the same thing, now you have different angles to look at this. You'll have different types of mainstream media,
like Fox versus MSNBC.
Yeah, so they're both covering the same story, but they're covering it from different angles, and you can root. So now you've got your wrestling match going on, and you got something to vote on. You got something to fight. Now you have something to talk about at the water cooler. If every single news media was covering their own story, you wouldn't know where to go. So you would go to the water barrel, the water cooler on Monday morning. You'd have a hey, guess what I saw on Fox. And of course, the liberal friend there didn't.
They don't know.
They don't know.
But MSNBC, they've heard the same story from the other angle, and so you know they
now you've got your water cooler battle on Monday morning. So I think it's advantageous to actually do this. It makes sense. Whether they're blowing it out of proportion, I think they're doing that too. But whether there's actually something else going on, I don't know. A lot of times it seems like something is getting signed when one of these stories is blown out of proportion.
But is it a conspiracy, or is it just the way it is? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I mean, there are people who believe that a lot of these media companies are owned by the same conglomerates, and so that there's somebody handing down orders from on high.
They're often owned by the same conglomerates.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm.
We've solved Obamacare at our house. Now, I don't get insurance as part of my job. I'm running a business here with Free Talk Live. And so we have to buy our own health insurance. Health insurance, it's expensive. And for us, the pricing had gone up. Well, Liberty Health Share was a solution for that. Now, what a health share is, it's people sharing the cost of medical care amongst themselves. That's what an insurance company does to some extent. They just to say, you know, they figure out what it's going to cost, and then they have all this overhead and secretaries and assessors and all these things. A health share, they don't have the overhead that insurance companies have, and so they're able to provide the same services at lower prices. For us, it was a little more than half price, and that's a big savings. You can check them out. By the way, you can choose your own doctor and choose your own hospital. They want me to make sure I mention that, because to me, what good is it if you can't? So choose your own doctor and choose your own hospital. And live out your values in healthcare. LibertyHealthShare.org, 1-855-58-Liberty. libertyhealthshare.org, 1-855-58-LIBERTY. This must be working and working in spades for our listeners, by the way, because Liberty HealthShare has jumped on board. They're very excited with Free Talk Live. They've put their toe in the water, and they're going to stay with us. So
cool.
libertyhealthshare.org. 1-855-58-LIBERTY. If it's worked for other people, if you have your, if you have to pay for your own insurance, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been discussing the issue of parents in states like California and the 20-something other states that have medical marijuana. Of course, there's also a few states that have legal marijuana just for recreational purposes. Apparently, they're still running up against the Department of Children and Families, or whatever alphabet soup they've come up with, because they're named different things, like DCF, sure. DCYF, and whatever.
HRS.
Yeah, so the problem is that parents are getting in trouble still with Department of Children and Families because they're using marijuana. And Al Jazeera has the report on that. You're welcome to comment. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. As states grapple with how to respond to parents' marijuana use, they're guided by different statutes concerning child neglect and abuse. Under California law, the government must prove actual harm in order to claim custody of a child. But in New York, establishing proof of harm isn't necessary.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
In many states, including Colorado, which has allowed the legal sale of recreational pot since last year, a positive test for marijuana in a newborn automatically triggers a child welfare investigation. And Colorado's statute specifies that cultivating Schedule I substances, which under federal law does include marijuana, regardless of its classification in individual states, in a home around children, also qualifies as child abuse. So just growing the plant is child abuse, according to Colorado law. Not even using the plant.
No, not consuming it, just growing it.
Just growing it.
It's just a plant.
Right.
That grows naturally.
In fact, it grows very well naturally. In some places, child welfare services...
They don't call it weed for nothing.
Exactly. ...are administered at the county level and can take slightly different approaches. Because the definitions of abuse and neglect are fuzzy, lawyers and parents and cannabis advocates say they leave a lot of room for discretion on the part of the police, social workers, and judges. Some degree of latitude is necessary, given the complicated nature of each family's circumstances, say advocates. But that latitude also means that caseworkers' and judges' personal views on marijuana are also reflected in the outcome of the cases. Another factor is the family's ability to afford a lawyer. While most states provide some form of legal assistance for parents ensnared in civil child abuse cases, representation isn't guaranteed as it is in criminal cases. Now, the case that we had discussed in the very beginning of the story, the couple who had had an argument in California, some busybody neighbor called the police on them, and ultimately they both ended up in handcuffs. Even though there wasn't an actual physical altercation between the two, the police found some marijuana and some pipes and things like that in their house. They are white, and they were released from jail. They were able to scrape together enough money to hire a lawyer, and eventually their legal fees totaled more than $15,000.
What is their what does their ethnicity have to do with it?
I don't know. It just mentions it.
Okay.
Mentions it here. Ani succeeded in getting the criminal charges dropped, and that's the attorney, Jennifer Ani. But the couple also faced the case in juvenile dependency court, in which the Napa County Child Welfare Agency alleged their marijuana use had put their son, Sage, at substantial risk of harm. Now, I'd like to know exactly from what.
Mm-hmm. You know,
what would harm this child?
Yeah, I'm going to say that most people, most families who deal with child protective services never get this far.
What do you mean?
None of these people scrape up $15,000 to fight.
Oh yeah.
To fight this this ruinous.
Who could afford that?
Parasite. Yeah, exactly. And so we never hear these stories. So the question is, how many of these are actually going down daily? That we never hear about.
Just because they get taken, you know, their kids get taken from them and they don't have the resources to scrounge up media or social media or whatever.
I'd like to think that the majority of these cases where kids are taken from homes and people are gone after, that it is a legit situation. However, I'm familiar with a Free Stater who's moved here.
Carlos Morales.
Who worked within the child welfare organization. I can't remember which. One of
he
the
was in Texas.
States. It was Texas. And he, you know, he tells no good stories about these about this organization.
Just abuse of power. Lots of abuse of power.
So.
And hasn't it been found?
He wrote a book about it.
Hasn't it been found that actually just leaving them with the abusive parents is tons better than throwing them out there into the world to deal with who knows what?
Putting them in foster care can result in, we've read the stories over the years, I mean, it can result in abuse, it can result in sexual abuse, it can result in starvation.
You could have some lady and all she's doing is just harvesting kids for the money, for the payout.
There's people, right, there are people who
I've met
put
those
kids
people, by the way.
In cages.
Mm-hmm.
They will put kids in cages.
Once the kid's in a cage, I think that there's a point where I'm like, okay, fine, I'm down. Let's get that kid out of there.
You mean bring him back to the allegedly abusive parents?
Yes, but no. Bring them back to the allegedly abusive parents?
The idea would be that the parents are allegedly abusing the kids, so they're put into foster care where they're then abused even worse than what they were allegedly being abused by parents.
I really have to believe that at least some good percentage of people who are doing foster care are good folks.
I think that's true.
I don't know. Like, a lot of them are doing it for the money, and I couldn't say exactly, you know,
Which percentage is doing it for the money?
Well, if they're doing it for the money, I still don't have a particular problem with it. They're incentivized by money. That's one of the reasons I'm here tonight, right? So I may or may not be a good talk show host.
Because you're adopted.
No, because I make money doing a talk show.
Oh, okay.
Try to stick with me. I don't care whether they make money doing it. I care whether they're bad foster parents. And I'm going to have to say that I consider it probably to be a small percentage of foster parents to be really horrible. And I'd consider a small percentage of parents who have their kids taken from them to be really horrible, too. So I'm going to say that, hey, there's a point where the kid is truly threatened. I don't mean, oh, this could happen. I'm talking about scars, burn marks, cages, torture implements. Like, now we've got
the child's in a cage and they're not being fed very well. That won't necessarily show on their body.
Well, if you find a cage that you think the child's being held in, then let's, you know, like, maybe that's
how often
something...
are the foster parents' houses checked out by the state agents?
Are you really defending people who put their kids in cages?
No, I'm not. I'm asking the question. You said if they find a cage, I'm wondering how often that happens.
What scrutiny do these guys have to go through on a regular basis? Is there some guy who walks through once a year and he calls ahead so that they can prep up
cages in the basement?
If there are 10% of the kids that are currently going to foster care, I'm going to assume, I could be wrong, but I'm going to assume the people with the best motives will be the ones that are left because they're motivated by something intrinsic.
Hmm.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you're motivated by the money, then that could possibly incentivize you to do things like cutting the cost on the food that you're feeding.
Exactly.
Right? That's one of the ideas behind the cages. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Your thoughts on the foster care system. Maybe you were in foster care as a child. What did you experience? You can share it with us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in, join us here in the remaining moments. We've got time for you if you want to do that at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Discussing the issue of child endangerment by marijuana. There are certain child protective agencies out there who are still arresting parents who have marijuana in their house, even though they have permission from a doctor, in the case of this California couple that we were talking about. They have the marijuana cards that they legally need to legally have and use marijuana, and that did not stop them from ending up in handcuffs and having their children taken from them, and further, racking up legal fees totaling more than $15,000. Now, according to the story over at AlJazeera.com, in March of 2014, a judge ruled in favor of the Child Protective Agency, but a year later, an appeals court overturned the decision, ruling that the government had erred in taking jurisdiction over SAGE. But does that mean the parents will get $15,000 from Child Protective Services?
That money is, those windows have been broken.
Right, to pay the fees to their attorney who
probably
helped them with this? I highly doubt that. In Colorado, whose experiment in legal pot has been closely watched by other states, the outcome of child welfare cases often really depends on what county you're in, said Terry Robnett, founder of the state's Cannabis Patients Alliance.
I wouldn't be surprised at that. The northern counties that are more rural, I bet.
Colorado's child protection system, like those in eight other states, is overseen by state officials but administered at the county level. And the state's 64 counties represent a medley of views on cannabis. Some flatly ban the retail sale of marijuana after Amendment 64 legalized the drug. The state's marijuana laws allow flexibility in how the jurisdictions can implement them. Officials with the state's Office of Children, Youth, and Families say there are enough protections in place, including judicial oversight, to ensure that parents receive fair treatment regardless of where they live. But in part because of concerns about the patchwork of the rules, the state legislature introduced proposals recently to codify the definition of a so-called drug-endangered child.
Yeah, that state's way too big. It needs a breakup like there.
Well, there was a proposal to break off North Colorado. Jefferson was, that's California.
We're talking about California, though, right?
No, this was Colorado.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's, and California's too big, too. I really do sort of wonder, being from a small state, I wonder what it's, if people wouldn't be served better. Well, the reason we have Colorado the way Colorado is somebody drew some lines on a map. It's pretty obvious. It's square, or close to square. And, would we be better served if somebody went in and drew in some new lines and cut it up? Now, the state legislators don't want that, generally. Certainly not the state senators.
You mean like lines around my property?
No, I'm just saying.
One little triangle right there in the middle of Keene.
Allowing people to secede. People in Liechtenstein can secede from their local governments if that's what they want to do. They can. You just go ahead and read. I think it's I can't remember what the prince's name of his book is, but if you look up the Prince of Liberty, Liechtenstein's book, I'm sure you'll find it. The state in the 21st century, maybe. He outlines the way that they can secede and that sort of thing. But I'm really just talking about smaller states. What if you had, instead of 50 states, what if you had 100 or 150? Would it be so bad? It wouldn't change the House of Representatives in any way. It might change the Senate, but you could just cut it down to one senator instead of two if that's what you wanted to do.
So child welfare cases often begin at the hospital, where pregnant women of their newborns test positive for marijuana. Now, many states mandate or encourage medical workers to report evidence of prenatal exposure to a drug to Child Protective Services. And that's what happened to Natalia Costrita of East Los Angeles. In June of last year, Ms. Costrita, a legal medical marijuana user, gave birth to her son 11 weeks early. Because he was born prematurely, the boy was tested for drugs. Although Costrita says she stopped smoking marijuana upon learning of her pregnancy, the child was found to be positive for THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana.
How positive? Was she just in the room with somebody? You never know.
I don't know how you can determine.
Or is she
that.
Lying? I don't know.
The positive toxicology report triggered a home visit from a worker with the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services, says Costrita. Her and her fiancé and his parents, who share the couple's three-bedroom apartment, had to submit to drug testing. The parents had to submit to drug testing.
Mm.
The couple prepared a list of people who could take their son if he was temporarily removed from their care. She says it was an intrusive, uncomfortable situation. Eventually, after hiring an attorney and appearing twice in juvenile court, the couple agreed to three additional months of regular testing and visits from a caseworker, but their son was allowed to remain in their custody. The entire ordeal lasted 11 months. Lawyer,
it's the taking the kid out of custody that makes me just freak out the most. I can only imagine if, for whatever reason, the authorities tried to just take my son away from me, what that would be like. And it's just the most terrifying thing I can think of. Other than him being, hit by a car or something, dying, basically.
It sounds horrifying. I would say the best thing you could do in a situation like that would be to record video. Because violence isn't going to make the situation any better.
It's not. I mean, what do they want you to do? Honestly, that's what they want you to do. They want you to be violent so that you can never get your kid back.
Yeah, but if you've got video footage of these government goons coming to a good person's home and taking away a child who is not being abused in any way, then that is going to be some very persuasive video and very emotional video. Lawyers and medical experts are increasingly challenging the wisdom of slapping parents with abuse and neglect charges based on a child's prenatal exposure to marijuana, while a report by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment recently concluded that evidence of the effects of pot use by pregnant women is mixed, with moderate evidence the drug is linked to attention problems among offspring. Experts, including Columbia's Hart and Carleton University's Peter Fried, have testified the drug is less harmful to a fetus than cigarette or alcohol use.
Well, alcohol is terrible for a fetus, so, I mean, that's a pretty qualified statement.
In New York City, where medical cannabis has been legal for limited use since last year, lawyers say the drug plays a role in perpetual racial and class disparities in the city's foster care system. In 2013, 93% of the approximately 11,000 foster children in the city were black or Hispanic. The city's Administration for Children's Services can refer parents for drug testing, even in cases where substance abuse wasn't among the initial allegations. Sometimes a positive marijuana test or the failure to complete a drug counseling program can be what stands in the way of a parent's reuniting with a child, say lawyers. For low-income families struggling to balance unpredictable schedules and affording transportation, meeting those requirements can be particularly difficult.
Yeah, don't mess up not meeting your parole officer on Monday. That'll be the end of it.
One of the managing attorneys with the family defense practice of Bronx Defenders, a legal group, says parents of privilege talk openly about their use of marijuana. They have absolutely no idea that some parents have to visit their children in an agency because they continue to test positive for marijuana. And once again, it comes down to whether or not you can afford to fight. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford an attorney, you're screwed. But if you can, you'll be all right in the long run.
Well, I would hate to be in a situation where I had to pick my child or marijuana, and I feel like there's a few people who do. But I would say the vast majority of people are just making bad choices. That, you know, like there's somebody who's treating some kind of medical situation, you know, with marijuana, and they have to have it. But I, you know, if I'm suffering from some mild medical situation, or it's my child, I'm going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. As social mores and laws on marijuana continue to liberalize, debate on their approach of the agencies to the drug is expected to grow. One of the supervising attorneys of Brooklyn Defender Services says that people are open with the Child Protective Services investigators about smoking marijuana recreationally because they don't think that the government will take it that seriously. But that's exactly what ACS, the Administration for Children's Services, does.
They take it seriously.
Yeah, according to him, there's a client who, after telling a caseworker that she used recreational marijuana, she was no longer allowed overnight visits with her son.
Jeez.
The Child Welfare's agency approach is increasingly out of step with the message of New York's own governor and the city's mayor, who have in the past advocated decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. So here you have a situation where, on one hand, the law says X, but the enforcement agencies, they don't care about that. They have their own rules about what they consider to be a good parent, and a good parent in their mind is one who doesn't even ever use marijuana whatsoever.
Yeah, this is why they probably got into the job in the first place, is because they feel, these are nosy busybodies who feel in their heart of hearts that they know better how to raise kids, and they're going to force that down everyone's throat. They are the crusaders of their of what they believe, and that's, hey,
they've been to college.
I've been to college, and you guys are idiots.
Well, changing this situation is, of course, one of the most complicated things, right? Because it's hard to go out there and advocate abolishing CPS entirely. We'll have to talk about that another time. But check out Conan on his website, blacksheeprising.org. It's great show, blacksheeprising.org, for more Conan and more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.